Sandbox Radio. We'll stay all day. In the backyard we'll play. Jump into our sandbox.
We build castles and kings. Words become things.
From west of Lennon in Fremont, center of the universe. Tonight, new plays from Anita Montgomery, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, Elizabeth Heffron, and Scott Augustson. Poetry from Charles Leggett. Special musical guest Heather Curtis Mullen. And Jose Juicy Gonzalez and the Sandbox Radio Orchestra. Let us take you into the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
Sandbox Radio, we'll stay all day. In the backyard we'll
F You, Cupid, by Anita Montgomery.
Hey, excuse me. Shit. Who does a girl let the fuck to get a drink around here? Hello? Oh, come on. This place is a zoo. What was I thinking? Because I told you this was a stupid idea. That's why. What am I doing here? This place is awful. No. I've been here for 13 minutes, and nobody remotely resembling anybody I'd want to know has walked into this godforsaken place. I'm not exaggerating. This is a place you choose when you don't want to talk to anyone. I can't even get a drink. Anyway, I think I've been stood up. I'm not freaking out. I just... Oh, my God. Oh, crap. I gotta go.
Colleen! Hey! Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Funny running into you after all this time, huh?
Yeah. Funny.
You look good.
Thanks.
No, you look really good.
Really? Thanks.
Are you...
I'm waiting for someone.
Waiting for someone? Can I sit here till he or she...
No, look.
Arrives? This place is packed. Might be a while till another table.
I was actually just leaving.
Up.
You can have the table.
No, no, don't leave.
No, really, I have to...
Wait, just a second. I'll get us a drink.
That's okay, I don't...
Hey, hi there.
Yep.
I don't want...
Sure you do. Take the edge off while you wait for Colm.
What?
What can I get you?
Your date, Colm Jenkins. That's cute, by the way. Colleen and Colm. Yeah, what do you got on tap?
India Pale, Heineken.
Good, I'll have one. The first one. And the lady?
Doers. Straight up.
Yikes. Doers. That's new. Okay. Thanks. And you want to send someone over here with those drinks who might want to pay a little more attention to us? We're going to want to order some food.
Sure thing.
Excellent. Thanks. Wow. I had no idea this place...
I'm not going to eat with
you. ...would be so crowded, really.
I don't care. Why don't you...
I'm sorry. I think they've expanded.
I don't care. Why don't you just tell me how you know my blind, protected internet site date's name before I...
Colleen.
Fine, I'll leave now then.
No, wait. Calm down, please.
Don't tell me.
Okay, sorry.
Start explaining.
Okay, okay. Colm Jenkins is a friend of mine. Just went through a divorce, trying to get back into the dating scene. I was helping him.
Shit.
I suggested he try Cupid.com when your name and photo came up. I convinced him to let me.
Oh, my God.
And I knew you wouldn't meet me.
That's right.
If you knew it was me, so.
Because we're over, Jerry.
But the things you said you wanted in your profile.
What? Oh, please.
No, listen, the outdoor stuff.
Jerry, it's a profile. You write stuff.
What do you mean, lies?
No, not lies.
You said you wanted to go...
Platitudes. Generalities.
Hiking. I've been doing that.
I don't want to go hiking with you, Jerry. I don't want to do anything with you. I'm only still sitting here because I could really use that drink, which you are going to pay for. And then I'm going to get a hold of the Cupid.com people and bust the shit out of you and your slimy divorced little sidekick, and I am never going to log on to one of these horrible online dating services again.
Don't go after Colm. It wasn't his fault I made him do it. He didn't want to. He's actually a good guy. It's my fault completely. When I figured out it was you, I'm sorry. I really wanted to see you again. I'm glad to see you, okay? I've missed you.
You've missed me? Oh, that's rich. You just about burned me in effigy when we split up.
I was angry. You broke my heart when you got together with Amy.
I don't want to talk about this.
I thought we were good. I mean, not great, but...
Come on, Jerry. This is so old and tired, isn't it? We're talking almost 2 years ago.
19 months.
And we were not good. We were barely hanging on for a long time, and neither one of us was happy.
I was happy.
You were not. You were sitting in front of your computer playing games and downloading movies all day long. And we couldn't even watch the same movies together. We even hated each other's taste in movies.
That is not true.
It is absolutely true. What's your favorite movie? Come on. The truth.
Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. Right. Always was and always will be. And I'm quoting you. I hate that movie. Hate it.
Okay, it's just a movie. I got a new job that I like. I'm not depressed anymore. I've been working out.
That's great. Good for you. And movies are important. Taste in movies? Deceptively.
And I actually went to see a
important.
Woody Allen movie by choice the other day.
Please stop it. Where's that drink? I've got to get out of here.
I hated it, but...
Stop. I don't even know why you're doing this, but I need you to stop. We are completely 100% over and done, Jerry.
Why?
Because I don't love you.
You did, though, once, didn't you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've got a pale ale and a Dewar's.
Dewar's.
Okay.
Hey, Colleen. Hi. It's Sarah, remember? Wow, this is so crazy. I just started here and I've already run into at least 4 people I know. Cool, huh? How are you doing? You look good.
Yes, hello. Sarah, I remember you.
This is so cool. I've been meaning to call you. Did you lose my number?
Sarah, we're kind of in the middle of something right now.
Oh, man, sorry. My bad. It's good to see you, though. I'll go get you some water and menus and stuff.
Jerry.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying we didn't have any fun together.
Well, I thought we did. Why did you stay with me if I'm such a pathetic loser?
I didn't say that.
Well, it's pretty fucking pathetic to have your girlfriend leave you for a woman, isn't it?
Why? Why is that pathetic?
Give me a break, Colleen! And why were you on Cupid.com trolling for guys when you like women?
Trolling?
What is it with you? You just can't make up your mind who you want to fuck or fuck over?
I don't think you want to go down this path with me.
Don't tell me what I want to do. We were together for 2 years.
19 months.
Whatever, a while. We had a relationship, I thought so anyway, and then you tossed us away. You gave up on us.
I didn't give up.
You gave up on me, you gave up on men.
I didn't give up on anything. I fell in love, Jerry. Hard, okay? So hard I couldn't see straight. For the first time in my adult life. She was like some kind of tornado. I didn't plan it. I didn't see it coming. I certainly didn't mean for it to happen. And then she dumped me.
What?
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
What happened?
I don't know. It wasn't my choice.
Sorry.
Okay, here you go. We have some specials. Want to hear about them?
Sure.
No. Oh, come on!
Fine. Tell us about the specials.
Great! We've got a risotto with mushrooms, tomatoes, peas, and chèvre. It's pretty good. $8.50. And the personal pizza special is a deep dish style with pesto sauce, sun-dried tomatoes, and this 3-olive tapenade. It's, $12. Pretty good, too, but our traditional pan pizza is better. Are you still vegetarian because the other one's meat?
I eat meat.
Oh. Cool. Sorry. We've got baby lamb with garlic mashed potatoes and asparagus for $20.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't eat meat.
Well, have you heard about it from the chef, someone else on the wait staff?
I could go check.
Why don't you do that?
Jerry. Thanks, Sarah. Just give us a minute.
Sure. No problem. It's cool. I'll be back soon to take your order.
Thanks.
You two seem to be pretty friendly. Did you go out with her, too?
Yes, actually. We went to the movies.
Oh, yeah? What kind of movies does she like?
About like you, actually. Vapid action adventure, sci-fi, bimbo sluts from hell stuff.
Did you sleep with her?
Oh.
I don't know who you are anymore. I don't understand. If the greatest love of your life to date was a woman, you're looking to date men on Cupid.com. That sounds a bit confusing to me if you want to know the truth.
Because I just got my heart stomped on by a woman, and I kind of hate them right now. Because I just run out of lorazepam, and I'm making poor decisions. Because I'm tired of sitting staring at the walls of my apartment. Because even my cat is bored by me. And I kind of like the name Colm.
So, you ready to order?
What movies did you ladies go see together?
Some Woody Allen movie, Nighttime.
No kidding, Woody Allen. Who chose that, I wonder?
Colleen did.
Really, how surprising. Did you like it?
It was okay. Not all that much happened, you know? It was pretty and all, but too much talking and not enough action for me.
I know what you mean. I find Woody Allen a pompous, pretentious, disgusting pervert, actually.
It's called Midnight in Paris. It's gorgeous.
I Netflixed that other one you suggested, Manhattan. I've actually got it here in my bag. I keep forgetting to put it in the mail.
What's your favorite movie?
Bridesmaids, for sure.
I loved that movie!
I know, right?
Fabulous, really funny.
Totally!
Have you seen it?
Nope.
You
the
should!
The best!
Thanks for the tip. Actually, Sarah, could I borrow Manhattan? Haven't seen it in a long time. I'll pop it in the mail for you. Promise.
Sure. Oh, tonight? Now? Okay, I'll go.
I'll wait. Thanks for the drink.
Don't mention it.
Here's your movie.
Thanks. I won't forget to mail it. Bye-bye.
Can I get you something?
What time do you get off work?
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This episode, To Hell with Love, was recorded on January 23, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. For information about the Sandbox Artists Collective and to access our podcast archive, visit our website, www.thesandboxac.org.